Mayor, once again, this is Missionary Enterprise, Missionary Aid International. Of course, my name is Pierre Housset, and today we have a special guest with us, a sister of ours in the Lord. Her name is...
Chico de Lusitadouas.
And we call her Sister Chica. So originally, she's from Nigeria, and she's been here for roughly 12 years, right, Canada?
Yes.
Yes. So anyhow, this is not a time to introduce her too much into how we met, but we're going to get on with our message today. Since we're doing, of course, social media, we're doing a live stream, and of course, we're making a YouTube video out of this, and of course, this is all going to be on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, and of course, you can come in contact, Instagram. Also, you can come in contact with us through Messenger, WhatsApp, whatever different means of technology that we're using right now, social media. Today, what we're doing is this is going to go under the playlist of our YouTube channel. This is going to be under mini documentary presentation. So today, the key topic is here is human trafficking and what is the role of the church, the body of Christ. So today, we're in Ajax Community Center. We've already done a video in Ajax, but this is different. This is not outreach. This is under documentary presentation. This is where in Ajax, it's okay. Community Center, this is specifically called Human Trafficking, Parents and Prevention. So I've already been to one of these a few years ago back in Whitby on Roslyn Road at the Free Methodist Church there. And I've been watching some documentaries on human trafficking a few years ago, and it really bothered me, it upset me, and I found that I thought that the church should be more involved in this, because I know that God is able to do something about this, but he needs us involved because we're the body of Christ. So I'm a little ahead of myself right now. So like I said here, my introduction, we're in Ajax Community Center, Ontario, Canada. We're June 4th, 2019, and the event is Human Trafficking, Parents and Prevention. So what exactly is human trafficking? Well, number one is human trafficking is an issue which Durham Region has been dealing with firsthand, and this has been going on for quite a few years now, and it's not getting better. Number two is human trafficking is the action or practice of illegally transporting people from one country or area to another, typically for the purpose of forced labor or sexual exploitation. Also, human trafficking is modern-day slavery and involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex act. Traffickers use force, fraud, coercion to lure their victims and force them into labor or commercial sexual exploitation. Victims of trafficking often experience harsh physical impacts, you're right about that, due to excessive work or the use of force by traffickers. In addition, victims may be exposed to serious health risks such as HIV and AIDS, as well as serious mental health risks. Anxiety, insecurity, fear, and trauma are all products of trafficking. You want to finish the last two here?
Yes. Examples of human trafficking and slavery. Adults and children can be trafficked or enslaved and forced to sell their bodies for sex. People are also trafficked or enslaved for labor exploitation, for example, to work on a farm or factory. Some of the other nations that are also heavily involved in all this human trafficking are the United States of America, Philippines, India, Poland, China, Ethiopia, Mexico, Thailand, and Hungary. There are great similarities between human trafficking and sex trafficking.
And that's the more the documentaries I was watching years ago was on the sex trafficking, and then this came to my attention about human trafficking, and I said I got to do a teaching on this. So we're here at the event. This is before the event. We got permission to get into this room to make this short video. So the main teaching is this, like I said, what does the Holy Bible, the Word of God, has to say about human trafficking? Did you know that the Bible actually has to say something about human trafficking? Not directly, but indirectly. So the first thing we're going to look at here is, number A, is human trafficking of any kind is pure evil and wickedness. It is pure evil and wickedness. So the first reference here, Strong's number, for the word evil is the word kakos. Literally, it has the idea of inner malice. These are strong Greek words from the New Testament, Greek text. Inner malice, properly, inwardly foul or rotten, poisoned. Figuratively, inner malice flowing out of a morally rotten character. Wickedness, inner evil, harmful to do harm, troublesome, injurious, pernicious, and destructive. Okay, so that exactly, that describes human trafficking or sex trafficking at its best. The next definitions that I came across here, I said here, for number B, I said human trafficking is a type of pornography, if you understand the true sense of the word porneia, porno. So we're going to, there's four Greek words in the New Testament that carries the word porno is actually from the Greek Testament, believe it or not. So we've got Strong's number 4202, 4203, 4204, and 4205. The first one is porneia. The second one, transliteration, is porneo. The third one is porne. And the fourth one is actually the word pornos. Main definitions for all four of these Greek words is to sell off, a selling off, surrendering of sexual purity, promiscuity of any type or degree, to give oneself to unlawful sexual intercourse, anyone engaged in sexual immorality, and sexual lewdness, okay? Number C, what is this number C?
Human trafficking is the direct result of, or consequences of, the fall of mankind.
So let's start with Genesis chapter 6, you read verse 5 and then verse 11.
The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil continually.
Verse 11.
The earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power.
Verse 12.
And God looked upon the world and saw how degenerate, debased, and vicious it was for all humanity, and corrupt their ways upon the earth and lost their true direction.
Verse 13.
God said to Noah, I intend to make an end of all flesh, for through men the land is filled with violence, and behold, I will destroy them and the land.
Before we go on further, I just want to make a note here. It says right here, through men, not men like gender men, through mankind, not God, not the devil, mankind. Okay, so I'm going to read here Romans. Let's move on to concerning the fall of mankind, which is the consequences of the fall of mankind is human trafficking. Many other things too. Romans 1, 29 to 31, verse 29. Until they were filled, permeated, and saturated with every kind of unrighteousness, iniquity, grasping and covetous, greed and malice. And we talked about this before. The reason human trafficking, sex trafficking is so proficient is because of the money involved.
Yes.
You take the money away,
nobody would be interested.
It's like pornography.
Yeah.
You take the money away, there would be almost no pornography whatsoever.
Yes.
Overall, they were full of envy and jealousy, murder, strife, deceit, treachery, ill will, and cruel ways. They were secret backbiters and gossipers. So just by reading what we read so far, doesn't that not line up with what we just read about definitions of what human trafficking is all about? Yeah, exactly. That's why I said, what does the Holy Bible have to say about human trafficking? It has a lot to say about it, okay? Because it has to do with the human heart, all right? Verse 30, slanderers, hateful to and hating God, full of insolence, arrogance, and boasting, inventors of new forms of evil, disobedient, undutiful to parents. We talked about that a little bit on the way here too.
Yeah.
Verse 31, they were without understanding, conscienceless. There's no conscience. People who do this have no conscience at all. The Bible talks about a seared conscience where it don't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And faithless, heartless, and loveless. You can't love people if you do this kind of stuff. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Don't come and tell me they love people when they're doing this to people, human beings. Okay? So, number D, what does it say?
What is the role of the church, the body of Christ?
In all of this. So you can read Luke 4, verse 18.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel, to the poor, he has sent me to announce release to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity.
Sounds like a lot of things we read, right? That's what God wants to deliver these people. Mm-hmm. God don't want to just deliver the people involved in the traffic, those who are victims, but he wants to save the people who are actually putting this on the people, right?
Yes.
He wants to save both people, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's read Acts 10, verse 38.
How God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power. How he went about doing good, and in particular, curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him.
So everything we're talking about here, human trafficking, sex trafficking, all of that stuff, the devil's behind it. It's man, it's unregenerated man, but it's also the evil one, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you can read, you go ahead, for you're doing a great job. 1 Timothy chapter 2, let's start with verse 1 and verse 2.
Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
Verse 2.
For kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
Verse 3 and 4.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
Verse 4.
Who desires all men.
All men.
To be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Verse 5 and 6.
For there is one God and one mediator between man and men. Between God and men. The man Christ Jesus.
Verse 6.
Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified to in due time.
So my comment is this. Every reference to the word men, it's not gender man. In the Greek, it's the word anthropos, meaning men, women, and children. Okay, so don't put all the blame on men, because there is a lot of women involved in human trafficking.
Yes.
A lot of women that are even selling off their girls to make money. I read the story. I watched enough documentaries years ago on this. Yeah. So, okay, so the next, I think this is our last page. Yeah. So another thing that the word has, another verse that the word has to say about the solution to all of that, how God wants to get involved in all this, is found in Acts 13:47. For so the Lord has charged us, who's us? The church, saying, I have sent you to be light for the Gentiles, the heathen, that you may bring eternal salvation to the uttermost parts of the earth. That includes everybody involved in the sex trafficking. Everybody involved. Like I said, the victim and the perpetrators.
Yeah.
That's right. So Acts 26:18, and I'll let you read Ephesians 3:10. Acts 26:18 says, Paul said he was sent, not just him, the church is to be sent to open their eyes that they may turn from the darkness, human trafficking, that's darkness, to the light, and from the power of Satan, that's part of human trafficking, to God, so that they may thus receive forgiveness and release from their sins and a place and portion among those who are consecrated and purified by faith in me, says the Lord. Ephesians 3:10.
The purpose is that through the church,
us,
okay, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly sphere.
So don't come and tell me that there's no principalities of power involved in the human trafficking.
There is.
If we could see in the invisible realm, we would have seen all kinds of things that would probably scare us.
Yeah.
You know? So my final comments is this. Any work that God needs to get done upon the earth, and that's why we're here today, has to get done through His church, the body of Christ. Yet the church needs to be properly fit, equipped and trained for this great task. All of this having to do with what we call the Great Commission. Yet, many have rightly called it the Great Omission, because most of the church has neglected or set aside the Great Commission. Last word, sister.
It is high time for the church to stop playing church, or to stop going to church, and to become the church.
Okay, you want to say something before we wrap it up?
Yes. In fact, this summary is a perfect one. We need to stop playing the church. Like we should stop thinking that we need to come to a building, you know, and just worship God and go. We are the church. If you are in your place of work, you are the church. If you see somebody that's been oppressed, you need to speak up. Use Bible verses to teach them what the Lord wants them to know. You know, we don't need to go to a building to be the church. We are the church. Everywhere you are, make sure you preach Christ. That is the Great Commission. Don't wait until you come inside a building. We need to be bold enough to defend the faith that God has given to our hands.
So that means when we showed up here, the church showed up.
Exactly.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your time. Shalom.